do in the holy letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, this is letter number 1718. Baruch Hashem, this is dated on the 21st day of Tammuz in the year Tovshin Yud Beis in 1952, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. And this is actually going to be, it looks like from the Rebbe's letter over here, that the person was having some Shalom Bayit issues. It looks like he was having difficulty in his relationship with his wife. So that's what it looks like from the Rebbe's answer. So let's read the letter as the Rebbe writes it. So the Rebbe writes, I'm responding to your letter that you wrote that Friday on the portion of Shalach, in which you describe, you write up your life story, and how you have become close to the Hasidim, to Anash. And also, she writes about some of the leftovers of her not good past was left over, and basically writes that cannot control themselves. I mean, I guess to fully change, I guess, to the way of life of the Hasidim that he has become close to. That's what he writes to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is responding to him like this. Since that you see that the Blessed Hashem took you out from a place of darkness and he placed you in the corner of light, which is Torah and mitzvahs, especially with the teaching of Chassidus, Torah Sachassidus. So therefore, you are seeing that you are going from the left to the right. And this hopelessness, and that you are putting yourself down, that this tshuva, this repentance is not really truthful, that is simply the advice of the Yetzer Hara, of the evil inclination. He is trying to overpower the Jew in whichever way only possible, by, I guess in this case, trying to tell him, well, you're still stuck, you're not going to make it, you're not really doing real tshuva. The Rebbe says to him, you must keep the three known measures of study which was instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles. That these are, the Rebbe enumerates, you have to say the portion of Tehillim, as the Tehillim is divided over the days of the month, every day after the davening in the morning. Then every day you should study a portion of Chumash with Rashi's commentary from the Sedra, the portion of the week. And also the Shiur Tanya, the section in Tanya, as the Tanya has been divided over the days of the year. And give every day, self-understood, we're not talking about Shabbos and Yontev, before davening, to give a coin for tzedakah. These all above will give power to your good inclination to overpower against the Yetzer Hara. The Rebbe is giving him some practical things to do so that he will succeed. And then the Rebbe says, when you think about the wife, and the Rebbe just transfers without anything else, but just talking about your wife. The Rebbe says you always have to remember that the entire Knesset Yisrael, that is the Jewish people as a whole, and also every Jew individually, is referred to, is called a Isha, a wife, to Melech Malcha Mloch Makodesh Baruch Hu, to the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. So we as Jewish people as a whole and individually are like Hashem's wife. So when we ask by the blessed Hashem that He, blessed be He, should conduct with the Jewish people, which Hashem refers to them as Rayosi, as my beloved, and we're asking Hashem to fulfill the requests of your heart so that they should be fulfilled for the good. So this is known, this letter, by the way, is in Yiddish. It's known that the arousal of above, which means Hashem's response, comes through the arousal from below, through our turning to Hashem. So the Rebbe says, if you want Hashem to treat his wife, the Jewish people, and yourself right, that comes as a result of you treating your wife properly, so then Hashem will treat you. So you have to conduct yourself so with your own wife. As the Gemara says, states in the Talmud, as the Talmud says, that you have to honor your wife more than yourself, more than your own self. Especially, the Rebbe says, we are right now at the edge, we are standing at the edge of exile, which means at the end of the exile. And it's very close, the complete redemption, b'mehera b'yameinu amein, quickly in our days, amein. At that time, it is says that nekeva tesevev geber, the female will surround the male, you know, like by the chuppah. In other words, she will surround him, meaning she will be hovering above the husband on a higher level. So when you realize that, that will give you a sense, a feeling of honor, respect, and being careful as it relates to the wife. And you should look on her as she is the daughter of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And even, let's say she has lacking, she's lacking. So many times the Rebbe says, if you see a fault in your wife, that may be your own fault. Because the Rebbe quotes here, it says that the wife of, she can either be the wife of a bandit, or she can be the wife of a sage, depends who she marries. So if you're having, finding fault in your wife, that maybe actually she becomes your wife, so therefore she's a mirror image of who you are. The Rebbe tells him further to, it says you should check your mezuzahs in your home, that they should all be kosher, and also look over, check the tefillin, and for sure you also check the tzitzis every day from the talis gadol, from the large talis, and also of the talis katan, of the small talis, as it is the law and the custom. And the Rebbe also says you should also sleep while wearing a talis katan. All these things together with the above mentioned, this brings fear of heaven, Yirat Shamayim, and also Shalom Bayis, peace in the home. Rebbe says, I look forward to hear from you good news in all of the above mentioned. And the Rebbe is also adding here the write-up which was published for the Days of Redemption and special days of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tavos. And for sure you will see to it to give the public an opportunity to read these things and also to give over the content of this writing to your wife. May she live with blessings. So here the Rebbe is giving some solid advice. First of all, how to treat a wife. And then also how to fix yourself by learning all these shiurim, by making sure that the tefillin, the mezuzahs, everything is kosher. And the Rebbe goes into great details of telling how important it is to respect and to honor one's wife and to realize that when we ask Hashem for something for ourselves, the way to get it is when we treat our wife, then we as wives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu get treated in the same way. Anyways.